You got a pretty good sheen going there. You working pretty hard on that?
Yeah, we're working pretty hard. Oh, yeah. That's one thing we do. We work hard, so only thing it's going to do is make us better, hopefully.
When did you learn that you weren't going to be a part of the game plan in Detroit?
The
day of the game?
Bill, you know, it was a coach's decision, and I prepare every week like I'm going to play. That's my job, is to play football. So, you know, when a coach make a decision, you can't too much argue with that. So, I mean, it is what it is. I'll take the same approach this week. You know, I prepare to play, no matter how long it may be, but I prepare to play. So, I'm a football player. I love to play the game, but sometimes a coach overrides you with that, and you have to respect that call. So, I respected it.
How's it going? I mean, you're at the game and you're waiting and you don't get in, or is it at a meeting earlier and they say, "All right, Vince, we're not going to go with you tonight." I mean, how's it actually play out?
I don't know. I mean, you get ready to take the field and
say, "Where are you going?"
Yeah, just hold on for a second, and you know, you sit and you hold on, and after a while,
said, "Okay,
you kind of see how
I can see what
yeah, you know."
Going.
So
you had your pads on, right?
Oh yeah, like I say, I was ready. I was ready to rock and roll. But like I say, when the head man speaks, you listen. So that's I will never change what I do. I prepare to play and prepare to get better, and I'm taking the same way this week. You know, I'm preparing to play. And whatever he decides to do, that's what he decides to do.
Do you see anything different from that perspective, watching the whole game as opposed to being in it?
I mean, you can always, because I know what I'm looking at. So it's a lot of times I see things where I see mistakes or I see an opportunity for one of our players to do something differently or give them a certain move that they can use. And it actually felt like a coach a little bit because I get to see the whole thing and, you know, listen to Bill, talk to him, and after a while, you know, when Bill leave, I could talk to him a little one-on-one and see exactly where their mindset is and what they're thinking and what they feel out there and just give a little input. So that's just part of the game.
Could you take us inside something? I mean, what kind of input are you giving to a guy? Is there anything you could tell us you noticed that you specifically relayed to somebody in the game?
I mean, everything has always had to do with hand placement and how people block. You might have the one offensive lineman block one person differently than they do others. So you got to always see how they attack in certain individuals. And you take that and give it to another person. For instance, when I play, a lot of guys like to short set me, but they might not do that against Tommy Kelly.
Short set?
Well, on snap, they try to get their hands on me right now in the pass game. Sometimes offensive linemen sit back, wait for me to make a move. Then they can declare what they want to do. So You see a mixture, a lot of things. Any good offensive lineman will mix it up. You know, that's just like any defensive lineman. They'll mix their game up. When you get an offensive lineman that's one-dimensional and all only thing he do is this, it's so easy to game plan him. So it's just, you know, like I said, at the moment saying, hey, if they give you this, you can do this. But if they don't give you this, you got to revert back to this. So you're almost going in to a play with two or three things already stuck in your head. Okay, this is what I'm looking for. If I don't get this, I'm going to do this. Or if I get this, I'm going to do that. Just having these guys stay on alert. And I think as a defensive player or as a football player in general, at all times you have to be on alert because you might get a look that you might not be familiar with, but you got to react to it.
It was a very ugly game to watch. I mean, it was a preseason game, but still some disturbing things in there. Just tell me how you look at it. Preseason game, bad, but it doesn't count. Oh. And I'm sure in a regular season game, you stay up at night replaying the game, win or loss. How about the preseason? Stays with you for a while?
Oh, yeah, it stays with you because, you know, we're competitive. We want to win every game. We step on the field. You want to win. Especially when you prepare well, you want to be able to win ball games. So when you go out and get, you know, hammered like the way we did, it automatically, you know, coming home, on the way to the airport, you're sitting down, you're thinking what I could have done better, what went wrong. You look at film and you start to put things together and start to see just little things that got you 3 points, or it's little things that, you know, that made you not stop a play. And that's what training camp is for, to minimize those little mistakes. And that's one thing we always harp on, being a smart, tough football team. And you know what? Just little things can hold you back. You know, a bunch of little things. It don't have to be one big thing. But, you know, when you have 10 little things, it amounts to two or three big things. And after a while, a problem becomes a real problem. So our job is to come in this week to fix those problems and be able to learn from them, make the corrections and learn from them and go forward and game planning and getting ready for this week. So it's definitely something we can learn from. It's easy to play this game when everything is going well. I mean, that's anybody can play when you win and you're blowing people out. But it's, you know, when you take one on the chin, or when you don't play as well and you lose a nail biter, is how you're going to react the following week, or how you're going to react in between the plays. And right now, that's where we're at. You know, we got blowed out, but how are we going to react this week? How are we going to react in practice? Well, I tell you what, we came to practice today. We came to work. Guys was focused. And try to just continue to get better. You know, regular season right around the corner for us. So we have to be able to bottle everything up in a couple more weeks and get on the right track.
Do you think you are closer to the team that played the first two preseason games, or closer to the team that played the third one against Detroit?
I mean, I don't try to rank them, but we're definitely making progress. Even in Detroit, it was some good things that was done. It wasn't a whole lot. But it's some good things that we learned from it. With some good situations came up. For instance, defense, sudden change. You know, being able to go out and, you know, hold them to three points one time, then hold them to a missed field goal, and then they score one time, sudden change. That's when, you know, we take a positive from that. We turn the ball over, but at the same time, offense, they move the ball a little bit when we had chance. So it's, like I say, everything wasn't negative, but it's, the big picture looked worse than it was. But you have to learn from those. You have to grow from them. You have to correct, make the corrections, and get better. And that's where we're at this week.
Tell me, so you said not a lot of positive things. Tell me one thing that really jumped out at you that was positive.
Well, sudden change defensively. I mean, okay. I'm thinking just seeing how the guys reacted defensively on a short field. Like I say, we gave up one touchdown out of, what, four sudden changes, you know, one field goal and a missed field goal. So sudden change was – pretty good. I think our run defense first half was pretty decent. You know, besides the big pass play we gave up, I think we played pretty solid early on. And, you know, you could take positives from that. And me being a defensive player, that's one thing I focus on is defense is what we can do to get better and what things we did that we need to continue and do. And those were some of the things. And like I say, just minimizing little mistakes, just being able to read, run, and get off blocks, or good hand placements in the run game. Everybody on the same level in the run game. You know, that's one thing we always harp on. So that's one of the things we could get better at, our run defense.
Vince Wilfork with us here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI. Last week we asked you about a positional group that was doing well. You brought up an offensive group. So I'll ask you a little bit about what you saw from the offense. You mentioned the quick changes, and maybe that's a good thing for the defense, but it probably only comes about because something bad happened on the other side of the football. In all likelihood, Brady's not going to play on Thursday. He hasn't played in, what, the last seven or eight fourth games of the preseason. Assuming he doesn't, and I know you can't say that, but assuming he doesn't, the way he's wired, his competitiveness, how much will he stew on the performance from last week all the way up until game one of the regular season?
I mean, we professionals. One thing you can't do at this level is cry with spoiled milk. The past is the past. You can learn from it, but you can't always revert back to, you know, remember this, or dang, I did this, I hope I don't do this. No, I mean, we're human. You know, we athletes. We professional athletes. You got to learn from them. You know, we played a lot of football. Tom played a lot of football in his career. I played a lot of football in my career. It's been ups and downs. It's been some games where we lost where we shouldn't have lost. It's been some games where we deserve to lose. It's been some games where we won close ones. It's been some games we blew guys out. So that's just the nature of football. We will not take one week into another week. You know, our job is every week to prepare the best we can to win. Whatever that may be, some week is different stuff. So whatever we have to do differently, we have to do differently. If it's the better the team and give us a better output out there, that's what we're going to do.
I got to tell you, I'm really disappointed. A while ago, I think it was a couple of years ago, you mentioned Tom Brady, this race for charity, this sprint.
Hey, you know, it's funny because I raced him for 5 yards today. He lost.
5 yards?
Just 5 yards. He lost.
How'd that happen? How was it a 5-yard race?
Because I said, hey, we're going to race to this spot, and it was a 5-yard spot. And he lost. So yeah. if that's any indicator, what's going to happen?
Go 35 more.
Oh man, it's going to be it's not going to be good.
So you feel
him.
Like you would crush him?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
What distance does he beat you?
Like over 40.
Anything over 40.
Yeah, 41 yards, he got me.
So you think you can get him for 40, but the moment you go 41, he's got the advantage. Me. So in a mile or something, you don't have a shot at him.
Mile, he can have a mile. Mal played with my mind game.
Because
what
you
a run? Big guy, what a big guy like me running a mile. What is that for?
When's the last time you ran a mile?
I run a mile every day.
You run a mile. So yeah. There you go. So you run a mile.
But it's different. You know, that's just something. But just I hate doing it. Trust me, I hate doing it.
How long does it take you to run a mile?
If I'm really probably 8 minutes. Yeah,
well, that's a pretty fast mile. 8 minutes.
8-9 minutes. You know, it's.
But you're not into it. You know,
I'm not into it. I hate it.
You ever run longer than a mile?
Yeah. Yeah, I ran 2 miles, 3 miles before.
Okay, but you don't. You know, I mean,
I used to. You know what?
But you don't want to lose a lot of weight, right? I mean, you don't want to go out and run 10 miles.
I just found out, like last year, you know, I run around my neighborhood, and I never knew how long it was, right? So I used to go out and I used to run 6, 7, 8 laps, and so one day I said, "Man, I'm gonna count and see how many yards this is," you know. So last year I counted the yards. It's 800 yards around, and I used to do that between 6 to 8 times. You know, so it's 1600 in the mile. So it's like I was running a lot. And I'm like, it started playing mind games with me. You know what I mean?
So why are you doing this? Why are we doing this?
You know, that is just, you know, that's the thing that it just keeps me going. It makes me feel better coming to work. On game day or at practice, being loose, being able to go out and everybody always asks about my condition, and I take pride in it. And that's one of the things I do. I go out and run, or I go out and me and my wife, we'll walk. Sometimes we walk 3.5 miles, you know, just something just to continue to keep, you know, the heart rate and stuff going. So I've been doing it for some years now, and I won't stop. So
I definitely like the idea of his neighbors just watching Big Vince run around.
Oh, yeah, trust me.
Hey, Vince,
oh, yeah.
Hey, guys. Yeah. Hi, Bob.
Trust me, they see me all the time.
How you
they
doing?
See me all the time.
How's everything? Hey, good to see you.
Hey, we saw Teddy Bruschi down at Mohegan Sun on Friday, and in the fantasy football thing we were doing, he's big into fantasy now. I don't know if you know this or not. He's big into the fantasy football. But he was telling us the guy fell asleep, actually, right in the front row. This very, very strange gentleman from New York fell asleep about 3/4 the way through.
But it was a great program.
It was a great event, and that's what made the whole thing so entertaining.
But he fell asleep.
Teddy kind of got after him a little bit, told us about some of the days of guys he remembered sleeping in meetings. I'd be curious if I asked you the same question, if you would come up with the same name as a guy who could get away with maybe sleeping in a meeting or two in this building.
That can get away? I don't think
he's not here now.
No.
Oh, now you remember.
Let me tell you, I don't know. You know what? I will not comment on that one.
Wow. He's an analyst for the NFL Network.
He's an analyst who apparently still has some juice around this building.
I would not comment
on that.
No
need to get after.
He said Romeo Crennel used to wake him up by going, boom.
That was one of the things Rack always was doing. When he get a feeling that, you know, the defense wasn't into it in the meeting, you watch a film, and all of a sudden he just yell, boom. And I mean, if you weren't asleep, trust me, you was up, you was wide awake, and you was focused. But
he project pretty well.
Oh man, let me tell you something. He was loud. He was a whew. And I was, you know, I was a rookie, so it was like I was like, this dude, I'm not falling asleep. You're not gonna get me. I don't care who's sleeping around me, coach, I'm not sleeping.
Oh man, but, good stuff. Well, good Vince, times. Seriously, we appreciate it. We know you
Thank
had the week
guys.
Off last
Thank
week.
You,
you know yet whether you'll be playing on Thursday night?
We'll find out.
We will
Thursday.
Find out. Are Absolutely. You gonna get dressed in the pads no
Absolutely.
Matter what and then see what happens?
I'm getting ready to play football.
If you were to find out ahead of time you weren't playing, would you still put on the pads just as
Absolutely.
Part of the team?
Absolutely, I would. I mean,
you might ask him to go in there.
You never know.
I'm part of this team.
Well, if Rex is coaching, you never know.
I might sneak on the field. You never know.
Play a little cornerback or something.
You never
like.
Know.
All right, Bill Belichick will join us next. Vince, thanks so much.
Thank you, guys.
We'll talk to the coach here in just a minute. It's a Patriots Monday on WEEI.